Between 2014 and 2017, the state of Washington sent 16 patients with brain injuries to a rehabilitation hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All of these patients had something in common. Their injuries had led to behavior issues that were extremely hard to manage. But once these patients got to Oklahoma, there was minimal oversight of their care by state officials and no plan for when they would return home. In part three of our series, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on one mother's growing alarm.
In March of 2016, Regina Ibrahim accompanied her 22-year-old daughter, Nadia, on an air ambulance flight from Seattle to Tulsa. Their destination was Brookhaven Hospital, a neurologic rehabilitation facility for people with brain injuries. But when they got there, Ibrahim says she was told she could not accompany Nadia past the front lobby. It was not the welcome she had expected.
I looked at the lady. I said, "Do you really think that I'm going to take my kids someplace and drop them off and not see where they're going to be living?"
Eventually, she says they relented and led her into the locked facility. She helped Nadia get settled, and then it was time to say goodbye.
And she was like, she goes, "You can't leave me here. You can't." And I said, "Nadia, I said, I have to leave you here. I said, because we have to get you better." And I left.
Nadia Ibrahim was one of 16 Washington Medicaid clients sent to Brookhaven Hospital during a three-year period beginning in 2014. Medicaid is the state's health insurance program for the poor and disabled. Brookhaven offered intensive rehabilitation for brain injury patients with behavioral challenges. But instead of treating the Washington patients for a few months and then sending them back home, 11 of them stayed in Oklahoma, in some cases for years. Again, Nadia's mom, Regina Ibrahim.
I thought she was going there to be treated, and then she would come home at some point, you know? But there was nothing where they were like, "Hey, you know, we went and checked on Nadia this month, and, you know, everything seems to be moving forward with her treatment, and, you know, they've done A, B, and C, 1, 2, and 3. There was none of that.
Now, the state was getting monthly progress reports on the patients at Brookhaven, and there were some signs patients were making progress. Paul Linus's longtime partner, Michael Oakley, was the first patient to go to Brookhaven in April 2014.
Michael began to thrive in their care. He really, really took well to their therapeutic techniques.
Michael stayed at Brookhaven the longest of all the patients, more than 3.5 years. By all accounts, Regina Ibrahim's daughter, Nadia, had the most complex behavioral needs of all the Washington patients who went to Brookhaven. Her story was also complicated. She'd been in and out of mental hospitals. She'd had a brain tumor removed and got a massive post-surgery infection that her mom says caused her brain injury. While at Brookhaven, Nadia's behavior was a constant challenge. She even tried to escape the facility. Ibrahim, though, was not impressed with how Brookhaven managed her daughter's behaviors.
They locked her down for 2 years. You know, I called her one day and she said, "They took my books and journals from me." I said, "Why?" She goes, "I don't know." And when the nurse got on the phone, I said, "Why did you take her books and journals?" And she said, "Well, we have to have some type of leverage."
Rolf Gaynor is the CEO of Brookhaven. He wouldn't speak to specific cases, but said as a matter of policy, Brookhaven doesn't remove a patient's personal belongings unless they present a health or safety risk. In an interview, Gaynor touted the quality of care at Brookhaven and his program's track record.
"We provide a very high level of service. We have an outcome study that's been running for many, many years, tracking our outcomes and comparing it to benchmark studies. And our outcomes are consistently very, very high."
But besides those monthly progress reports, Washington's oversight of the patients at Brookhaven was very limited. In fact, no state official visited the patients until last summer when the decision was made to start bringing them home. That part of our story tomorrow. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.